Canton police investigating after a boy was shot Thursday afternoon. Around 4:45, officers were called to the 2100 block of 4th Street Northeast. Found the 12-year-old with a gunshot wound to his arm outside his home. He was treated at the scene before being taken to Altman Hospital. Witnesses reported hearing gunfire from nearby intersections. Video shows a white Kia K5 and a red Chevy Impala involved in what appears to be a chase and gunfire exchange before fleeing. Shell casings were recovered from several locations. Man charged in a nearly 10-year-old stabbing in Jackson Township being held on $1 million bond. 38-year-old Angus Webendorfer of Canton was arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court Friday, where a preliminary hearing was scheduled for June 1st. Police say Webendorfer was linked to the case through DNA evidence collected during a February traffic stop by the Highway Patrol. He's accused of breaking into a home on Kentview Avenue Northwest in August 2016, stabbing a woman several times, stealing items, and fleeing. He's charged with attempted murder, aggravated burglary, and felonious assault. Canton police say a man has been arrested following an investigation into threats made at the Dehoff Memorial Branch of the Stark Library. 18-year-old Corez Dansby of Canton charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. The alleged incident occurred March 12th in the 200 block of Hartford Avenue Southeast. Police say it began after a dispute involving a vehicle, and the suspect later returned, threatened to come back with a gun, and then allegedly pointed a gun at two people, including library staff. The threats led to a lockdown and disrupted operations. Dansby was arrested Friday. The Alliance School District putting a $2 million permanent improvement levy renewal before voters this November. Tuesday, the Board of Education approved the resolution requesting a revenue estimate from the Stark County Auditor. Superintendent Rob Gress says the levy helps maintain school buildings and facilities. The board also awarded a nearly $976,000 contract to Teamcraft Roofing to repair a section of the high school roof damaged by high winds in March. Cost will be covered by insurance. The board approved three-year administrative contracts, including one for middle school principal Tim Mosher. Three men facing gambling charges following an undercover investigation into alleged illegal video slot machines at two East Liverpool businesses. Undercover agents allegedly received cash payouts for machines at locations on Lisbon Street during a May 6th operation. Charged with misdemeanor gambling and operating a gambling house are 36-year-old Sandeep Singh of Niles, 40-year-old Simrat Singh of Alliance, and 44-year-old Amit Kumar Vagasia of Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. Ohio law prohibits cash payouts from electronic gaming devices. The cases are pending in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Commissioners in Columbiana County have not decided whether to approve a property tax break that would double the homestead exemption for qualifying seniors and disabled veterans. According to the Morning Journal, commissioners say the proposal could reduce revenue for schools, townships, fire departments, and other local entities. A decision must be made by July 1st to affect next year's tax bills. One person dead following a crash Thursday afternoon on I-76 in Mahoning County. The Highway Patrol says a semi rear-ended a dump truck that had slowed for traffic in the westbound lanes near mile marker 52 in Milton Township. The Freightliner burst into flames after impact. The truck driver was pronounced dead at the scene while the dump truck driver suffered minor injuries. Westbound I-76 was closed for about 3 hours during the investigation. A woman will go back to prison for the drowning death of a one-year-old girl in September 2023. 33-year-old Adrian Hudson of Youngstown was sentenced Thursday to 5 to 7.5 years. She pleaded guilty in August to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. The judge granted a motion to withdraw the guilty plea in November and ordered Hudson released. She pleaded guilty for a second time as a new trial was to begin Monday. London Kaysen was found in a pool at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue in Youngstown, where Hudson was babysitting the girl and her own child. The death was ruled accidental. A Boardman woman charged with felonious assault has been indicted by a Trumbull County grand jury after allegedly striking a man multiple times with her car in Warren. 30-year-old Brianna Day accused of hitting the man March 23rd, causing him to fall partially under the vehicle, backing up and hitting him again before striking a parked car on a third attempt. The victim recorded the incident and showed it to officers. Day was arrested at a home on Linda Drive. Charges include felonious assault and hit skip. Arraignment is set for next Wednesday. Austintown Township officials say a sewage leak first discovered in August 2024 remains unresolved. WFMJ-TV reports the issue near North Beverly and North Yorkshire Avenues was found when a crew discovered raw sewage while mowing in the area. Administrator Mark Dapolito says the township believes the problem is from nearby private property and has filed a complaint with the Ohio EPA. Crews have placed cones around the site and warned the area is unsafe, especially for children. State Representative Lauren McNally says she's working to help address the issue.